This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Prasol.
Hey, my bro.
How are you?
Great, and how are you? And good evening to the listeners.
Yeah. Things are going all right, Brasol. I've been stalking you on social media. You are having fun. You are good, Brasol.
No, it's the lockdown.
Yeah.
Because we are home, we are able to do a lot, and at the same time, we also have ample time.
Yeah.
Do even. Besides adulting, but also doing social media and all the other fun stuff.
Oh, Oramu Kaole project.
No, I mean, looking after the children.
Yeah. Oh, okay. No, I got you.
And otherwise, also becoming teachers, you know.
Absolutely. Otherwise, are you good, Brasol? Everything going all right, despite the lockdown?
No, everything is going well, but I just want to say something, a message to all the teachers, that I have so much respect for them, because I find myself having to Google answers for a grade 8 homework, and it's so embarrassing. Like, my boy will look at me and say, "I thought Dad is educated," you know?
No.
Yeah.
You know, there's a guy that you and I know from Limpopo.
Yeah.
He was having problems at work. So he was staying at home.
Yeah.
And he decided to help the kids with homework. So apparently the chap decides to help the youngster with mathematics. The youngster goes to school. He gets marked. He gets 4 out of 20.
Yeah.
He comes back the following day. He's on a homework. The father volunteers. And he's skeptical, but he can't tell the father, Imran. He's thinking, okay, maybe this time around it will be a different case. Goes back to class. He gets 3 out of 20. The third time he's doing homework, the father says, "No, I'm coming." The young man says to the mother, "Hey, I'll go with Lipapu, man. And you must not come anywhere near my books because..." And this is a smart chap. This is a chap who articulates things in a very smart way, you know. That's what homework will do. It will humble you because it's a different matter altogether. Yeah. Anyway, at least you Google.
We with mathematics, I take a screenshot and I WhatsApp it to my nieces in Pretoria. I have twins of my younger brother. Then I say, "Hey, please help." And they're in grade 9.
They
will solve it.
You've got a working formula. Hey, I span it 9, spaniel writing. I just forward it to the wife. Anyway. We've got a guest, as always. If you can just be kind to tell us who's our guest there tonight, Brasol.
Yeah, in fact, I have this friend who was my high school classmate, Benito Madisha. He's known in Joburg circles as a fashionista.
Yeah.
And then he came to me and said, "Hey, Monasol, in your state, you need to look good." And he took me to one brother of ours, Mr. Tom Bele. He said, "Mbele will make you look good." You know, he doesn't mean that if you are disabled and you are stuck at home, you don't have to look good for people who are visiting you. And that gave me an idea. Then I said, I think there's an element of truth in that. Now, on social media, I started looking for any person with disability who looked good, beautiful, confident, and, you know, symbolized self-care.
Yeah.
And I came across this young lady called Nosipio. And Nosipio is an entrepreneur. She, even though she's confined to a wheelchair, she's a beauty therapist. And I even like the fact that she's even an author. She has written a book. Her surname is Masikana. So then I thought maybe today we should talk about beauty and self-care for people living with disabilities. Because everyone has to look good. So that when people look at you, they don't say, ah, Hashim.
Beautiful.
They just go, wow. And this is how Nosipue looks like. If you look at her, you'll just go, oh my God.
She's
so divinely beautiful.
I have. Nosipio, hey, it's showering you with praises there coming from Rasol, and he means it. That much I can tell you. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, and yourself?
Good stuff. So I also read a bit of your story, very inspirational as well. There is a part your profile where it says, when you were born, the doctors told your parents that you'll not make it to the age of 10, and you're still with us, and you're doing marvelous work. Tell us about yourself, please.
Yes, so the doctors had already told my parents that I wouldn't make it to the age of 10 due to my condition. So when I was born with a hole in my heart, and I was also born with a disability. So that's when they determined that I won't make it to the age of 10. And here I am, shining and living and succeeding.
Beautiful stuff. So you are an entrepreneur, and are you confined to what Brasol had just told us, or are you doing other things as well?
Well, I'm doing other things as well. So I have an organization. It's called Ladies on Wheels. It's an NPO. So with my NPO, we look into changing the narrative of disabled men and women, and we show their strength in different platforms. So, and we also show them their disability is not an inconvenience, and despite their disabilities, they can still thrive and shine.
Yeah, yeah. So people living with disability, do they take the issue of, self-pampering and looking good to heart, or is it something that you are encouraging because you saw a lack of it?
Okay, can I first correct you guys? It's not people living with disabilities. You have to call them persons with disabilities.
Hey, you see, now we've been down that road before because others are insisting that it is people living with disability.
No,
but you are saying
not.
It's people with disability. Okay.
Yes,
okay,
because ma'am. I'm not pure before my disability.
Okay. Okay, ma'am.
So basically... Okay. No, it's fine. So basically, I feel like we all have to look good. It doesn't mean good to when you're on a wheelchair or have a disability, you should let yourself down. It doesn't mean good to agmele, uzbege, you know, and look good. So for me, I've always loved beauty. And despite my disability, I make sure I look good in front of people because I feel like more muntu meluzithande before anyone else. So hence I took the route of a beauty therapist because I love that as well.
Let's talk about your book before you come in there, Rasol. With pain comes a strength.
Yes.
Which you launched in February. Tell us more about it, please. What is the message there?
Okay, so with writing my book, obviously, as the title says, I've went through a lot of pain, and through that pain, I've gained the strength to be the woman that I am today. So the pain that I went through is obviously losing both my parents, being looked down on because I have a disability, having to stay with a stepmom that abused me, you know. So in all of that, I thought, why not share my story to everyone and to show them that through all the pain that you go through, one day you'll gain the strength. And you have to share it with the whole world because I feel like I'm not the only one that's going through a lot of pain. Your pain could be different from my pain, but through reading the book, you'll get the strength and it'll obviously give you the strength yokuthi nawe upush forward. So that's why I thought, why not share my story, you know, because someone out there wants to hear it.
Absolutely. Brasol?
When I was at the rehab, we used to make jokes about some of our relatives, like my uncle, who used to send me a please call me when I was in hospital. And we used to say, by the way, my uncle should be hustling and buying me a time instead of sending me a time. Now, with Nosipura, I saw in one of her posts, she was very upset with relatives who will say to her, please come and do my hair or do my face for free, you know? And she was saying, don't they see that I'm making a living, you know,
yeah,
out of this? This yeah is business, you know?
Yeah.
But then it's like, hey, come here, Kaya, come do my hair, you
yes,
know, for free.
Yes, 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 yes. Yeah, it's funny, but it's so pervasive. So how are you dealing with those kinds of issues, those people?
My family doesn't understand. They don't, unfortunately. But I had told them, ukuthi, I'm doing this to make a living. Ukuthi ngalokhe ngincela, you know. But now, after telling them, they do understand shame and support my hustle throughout. But I just told them, ukuthi, just because your family doesn't mean you have to get things for free. You should be the first people to support me before anyone else. And although they were a bit skeptical about it, but we never support.
How difficult or easy it is for you to continue running your business as somebody who is bound to a wheelchair?
Honestly, for me, it's not difficult at all because I'm used to it. I won't lie. Although there could be challenges, like anyone else could face challenges, I obviously get through them and I still continue. It's not difficult at all.
Yeah.
So
what then becomes your underlying message when you do your your talks as a motivational speaker?
So what I preach all the time is that go for what you want. Just because other people think you're not capable doesn't mean you're not capable. And I always say to abantu abane disability, you are not an inconvenience in any form, because if you were, then you wouldn't be in this world. So God brought you here for a purpose. So thrive and shine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I'll chip in, Tabiso. For her to share with us the impact of the lockdown on her business and her means of survival.
Yeah.
How was it? Even though I know the regulations have just been eased a bit.
Yeah.
Okay. So with my makeup company, it's been tough because we had to obviously close. I wouldn't get clients, you know. But obviously, I have family who would also come in and assist me where they can. But I have to say it was hard. But njengoba sekuvuliwa, I hope everything will go back to normal.
Yeah.
We have also heard government saying they have a number of relief schemes. And I also know that there were many other SMMEs who were complaining that they couldn't access those schemes. Did you try to apply for some funding from government?
No, I haven't.
Measure.
No, I haven't.
So when I was sharp,
I guess sharp. But I haven't tried.
Yeah. How often do you interact with young kids, teenagers, who are in the same position as you are?
Okay, so with my Ladies on Wheels organization, I've been going out providing hearty meals to persons with disabilities. So I've been interacting with them for a while now, since the lockdown started. So yeah, with my Ladies on Wheels company, we go out to do soup kitchens. So that's when I go out and also take the opportunity to speak to them. So I've been with them for quite some time now.
Okay, come in there, Braso.
Okay, no, I was going to say that this will also get me into trouble, but the ladies on wheels are also extremely beautiful, and they look like Charlie's Angel.
Thank you so much.
Rasol. Komotso Chawela, good evening.
Good evening, Tabitha. How are you?
I'm super, man. How are you?
I'm very well, thank
good
you.
To hear from you.
Let me concede that as a person with a disability, in my growing up, especially tertiary years and working world, I haven't really been exposed to a lot of my fellow mates, you know. And I know I have been accused in the past of somehow neglecting my community. But I am a person who always believes in an open world where you do not confine yourself to the people like you only, you know.
Mm.
In that way, those who are so-called normal get to understand you better, because you befriend them and you critique whatever they do in an open way.
Mm.
I just want to echo your guest sentiments that being a person with a disability, it's paramount that you look neat in order to enhance your reputation and dignity amongst the society. And I'm not ashamed to say that I live by that as well. I want my car to be clean. I want to be clean myself. By all means, you know, that's where I work. People know that,
yeah.
So that's my house.
Ka barking di perfume tele tsa khale tele barking kana body.
Exactly. Ke batla ga ke kena ke statement in that way. I mean, people don't look down on you just so easily, because they can see that you're keeping up with everyone else, you know.
Yeah.
I have a philosophy that you don't have to make lame arguments, you don't have to be neat, and you also don't have to be grumpy. The world doesn't owe you anything.
I got you.
All that you need to do is to, you know, make people understand that I might not be able to climb the chair, but I can look after myself in any other way.
Beautiful.
You know?
I was looking for Aramis, by the way. Thanks a lot, bro. Beautiful call. So, Brasol, in closing, what did you make? I think he made a very beautiful point today.
I would say this should go out to all persons with disabilities that we need to take care of ourselves, but also over and above that, those persons with disabilities who are not able to do anything for themselves, their relatives, their family members should make sure that they do take care of them. I remember when I was at the rehab, before I received any visitors, my younger brother used to come first so that she can make sure that I looked good, so that when my visitors came, they didn't leave depressed. So this should continue even at home with all our family members who are wheelchair-bound or they're completely disabled, that they can't do anything for themselves. Anyway, Brain Hill is still available on all social media campaigns, and I'll make one announcement that will shock you, Tabiso. I've resigned from the GGDA, and my last day is on Tuesday, and I'll be dedicating myself to Brain Hill from now going forward.
Wonderful.
Because there are a number of projects that we wanted to embark upon, but I just didn't have enough time to pursue them.
Look, I think it'll make you more happier, because that's where your passion lies. Your passion is in Brain Hill, isn't it?
Indeed. It's my calling. My father was a priest, and I'm saying my pastoral work is doing something for vulnerable communities. And in this instance, it's persons with disabilities.
And good luck with that, bro. Mm-hmm. But Nospiwa, let me tell you, Saul is very economical with the truth. He's the arty type, Saul. The only thing that I know he does well is his nails.
He's
rough around the edges. Well, it's about babbling the artists and the writers, and you know they also want to look a bit rough. So you've got a lot of work there, Nospiwa.
Yeah.
Brasol.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no.
I'm connected to her. She will send me tips every day. And I'll send her selfies to say, how do I look? And she'll send me a tip.
No problem.
And what not to do.
Nospiwa, those that want to support your business, where do they go, ma?
So for the makeup, they go on Zahi Cosmetics on all the platforms. And for my NPO, they go on Ladies on Wheels on all platforms.
Good stuff. And good luck. And thank you so much for spending time with us today. We really, really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Brasol, we shall talk. And good luck with your new commitment.
Thank you, my chief. Yeah, we need ketchup coffee.
Yeah, we should. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
There you go. Saul Mulobi there speaking to us, founder of Brand Hill Foundation, as well as Nospiwa Masikani, who's the businesswoman, author. And this is also somebody who says that if you are a person with a disability, you must not, as they say in our language. You know, you need to take care of yourself.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.